We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ball Williams, break it up.
Bring it up. Well, let y'all know, man, today is the minimum of effort.
Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that record. Last year wasn't it. That ain't us. We can make it. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry because I care about y'all. Do your best. Let's go. Lions on three. 1, 2, 3.
Lions.
What in the hell? Welcome back, Sports Radio 90.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
That's all right. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Lions running back, Jamal Williams. Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Parks. Wow. Was that practice or something? What the hell was that? Was that
at minute 58 of their practice?
Yeah.
I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
What?
Well, here's the good news for the Eagles.
Was that training camp?
That was a training camp practice. Yup, he's breaking down camp.
The Lions are not good, man. I know Jack. This has Jack all afraid, but
yeah, that clip right there. Yeah, take the 4.5 with the Lions. Yeah,
yeah.
The Eagles may win outright. Yeah, this has got field goal game written all over it.
I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
God.
Look, I will say it's the worst possible time to get the Lions. Like, you know, it's the worst possible time. I still think they'll cover the 4.5.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, people did this last year before the Lions game, trying to talk themselves into, like, you know.
Oh, I remember. That was
yeah, and then they won 44-6.
Yeah.
So
that was the only bad week for me in that season last year was that.
Well, you couldn't take the
all the negativity, and we're gonna lose to the Lions. Yeah. I thought I was gonna jump out this window.
Right, like the Dan Campbells. You'd rather have Dan Campbell as a coach than Sirianni.
Yeah.
Still would.
But that was after the Raiders game, and a lot of people were upset.
Yeah.
After that Raiders game, they had to have been to think that we were gonna lose to Detroit. Although, I will say this: now that was a blowout last year. Most of the Lions games were close games.
Yeah. They were.
So, and Hard Knocks is back is the only thing I'm really happy with. We get to see Deuce. You know Dan Campbell's going to be a star of Hard Knocks, so I can't wait to watch it. So what they're doing now, they do the in-season Hard Knocks and the preseason Hard Knocks.
Who's in season? Have they said who's in season this year?
Know.
Don't think it's the Eagles, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever had to worry about the Eagles being on Hard Knocks.
No, they were on that all or nothing one
yes.
year, remember? And it was, look, to their credit, you know, they didn't let many interesting things come out in that documentary.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun
watch. Considering
what was
going on that year,
coaches did a good job making sure they didn't end up going viral for the wrong reasons.
You a Hard Knocks fan?
I like it, but I'm not as into it as other people.
I love Hard Knocks.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you, the only Hard Knocks I don't
I feel like they've done boring teams recently.
Only one I don't like is the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, haven't they done it multiple times?
Yes, they've done it at least 3 times already.
Yeah.
And it's never anything interesting. It's always Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboy brand. The best thing about last year's episode, I believe it was, when the Cowboys it last year in the preseason? I think they were. I liked Trayvon Diggs' son. He was funny on
that. Oh, yeah, that was good last year.
Yeah, the kid was funny on that.
Yeah.
Did you see Trayvon Diggs deactivated his Twitter account because he got burned in practice?
Roasted a lot.
Did he? Well, he got roasted a lot last year. People don't bring that up, but I think he gave up the most yards of any starting cornerback. He was very high up there.
Yeah, he made Asante Samuel look like a safe corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the interceptions, but he got burned quite a bit.
Yeah, because he gambles a lot.
Yes.
He gambles a lot. So, But got that going, and the Eagles' first game is against the Detroit Lions. So if you want to get your early scouting report going, Hard Knocks starts tomorrow.
I mean, how legitimately worried are you guys about that game?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10, yeah.
Right now, I would go with a 5 or 6.
All right. Jack?
7.
All right, so I'm more like a 4 or 3 at this point. I just think the Eagles are way better.
Okay. I mean, now, look, if you're the one got us. I mean, you're the one got Jalen Hurts around here like he's a hot trash can or something.
Well, I mean, that's a little strong, you know. But, no, I mean,
I'm
look.
I'm just saying. That's the way you're listening to you. That's what it sounds like.
Because Hurts can be that guy, and they can beat Detroit. It's about Minnesota week two.
Or
he
can hand the ball off 40 times, and they could beat
Detroit.
Like
he did last year. Yeah. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see if they come up with a much different plan against Detroit. Because Detroit's the one team that is certainly going to stack that box.
They took my wide out.
Oh, Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to play week one.
No. Yeah, but they took my wide out, man.
Yeah, and Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can have him.
No, yeah, but Jameson Williams was my guy prior to the draft, too.
Yeah, they can have Hutchinson, yeah. Jameson Williams, yeah. Yeah. Man, that was my guy right there. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. We got people here lined up. I got to get to them. Jack, somebody wants to take care of you. And right out the chute, we go to Larry and Chalfont. Is it Chalfont or Chalfont? Chalfont.
Chalfont.
There we go. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how you going, Jack? Thanks for taking my call. Hope
What's up,
you're
Larry?
All well.
You too, man.
I want to give a shout-out to Coach Vermeil. Really excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Great day Saturday for Coach. Yep.
Absolutely. And his speech was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Great. He did a great job. I wasn't listening early, but I was wondering if the No Birds radio broadcast was addressed earlier in the show, Ike.
The No Birds?
I think that's a shot at last night, yeah.
No Birds. Yeah. It was Saturday, and it was hosted by, of course, ESP. It was brilliant.
Thank you.
It was brilliant that day.
As
and
always.
Jack normally brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've heard this take, actually, Ike.
Please tell me this was not addressed.
Yeah.
It was not addressed.
It was not addressed
yet. Oh, my
yeah.
God. So, Ike, real quick. Real quick. Jack wants the Eagles to lose the first game and get off to a slow start.
He wants them to learn a lesson for the soft
because
training
Because of the
camp.
Way they're currently practicing.
Take and a step
for
back.
For the greater good.
Take, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's an automatic loss of his fan card as
yes.
an Eagles fan.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, lose the first game and get off to a slow start. I'm that's all I got. Ike, God bless you. Elliot, God bless you.
Thank
Jack,
you.
God bless you. But that was a disgrace, Jack. I love you. You're a talented young man. But you as a fan wanting the team to lose the first game, you've lost your fan card forever as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
No forgiveness.
Mm. All right, L. I'm gonna let Larry handle that. You know, he had to give you your fan card back, Jack.
You want to defend yourself,
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, it's very. You know, listen, I appreciate Larry. Very passionate. And
yeah.
Losing my fan card is definitely a big one. My point was not. Again, it was done out of love of the Eagles. It wasn't out of hatred for the Eagles. It's just I think they need to learn their lesson. To these soft practices, they were the most penalized team in football at the beginning of last year. They had all those touchdowns taken off the board. They were sloppy at the beginning of the games. How do you correct that? I don't know. By practicing more.
Hey, they were healthy.
I know they were healthy. I'm
they
just
were
saying,
healthy.
Like, it's hard to rebound from a 2-5 start every year.
Yep.
So I want them to start seasons better, and I think they can start seasons better if they don't have these soft practices.
So you view it as a step back to take 2 steps forward.
Right, a 1-year step back. They learn their lesson. For the greater good, and then the next year they come out with tougher practices.
They're not going to change.
Yeah, like the science isn't going to change.
Yes,
this is what
yes.
I'm trying to tell them. Like the doctors aren't going to come out and be
right.
like, "I know everything tells us he might get hurt on the third day."
The doctors
but the
don't
penalties.
Know anything about red zone installations. Okay.
Yeah, they know how to keep guys healthy, though.
Yeah, they're great at that. How about getting them better at football? Can they do that as well?
Red zone installation. Yeah, you're right. They don't know anything about that. They don't care either.
And the coaches don't know anything about player safety,
that's
right?
True.
So it's a give
listen.
And a take.
It's teamwork here.
Yeah,
teamwork.
Exactly.
All right, let's get Day, my man Davon in Newark, Delaware. What's up, Day? Day?
Davon.
Okay. He wasn't ready.
All right. Roll to the next one.
Let's go to V. V's in Sharon Hill. V, hey. Welcome to Marks and Reese.
Hey,
with Elliot Short Parks.
What's going on, V?
One, I wanted to say, ask a question. I couldn't get to the last night with the Eagles. I worked all day, but how about that guy, the track runner? How's he doing?
Devin Allen.
Oh yeah, Devin Allen. What did he look like last night?
So last night he actually got a few targets thrown his way. To me, it looks like he's still a little bit away from. you know, even kind of being on the practice squad. He's not going to make that active roster.
Practice squad, he's 30.
Well, I'm just letting you know. Like, I think that
he's not really 30.
Surprising to me is his speed hasn't really shown. Like, you would think the whole reason you get him is because of his speed, obviously. But, I mean, he's not getting a ton of catches. It just, I don't think he's had a camp yet that stood out to me at all.
Oh, okay. And the other thing is, I just wanted to say, watching the Phillies, like, since June 1st has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so, like, hyped. This weekend was amazing listening to the game. And I had a corny joke, and I don't know if any of you will get it, but the Washington Nationals have demoted themselves from Nats to no-see-ums, okay?
All right. I like it.
From Nats to what?
So, okay, you got it. All right.
Okay.
I know it's an old grandma joke, but it's funny.
Look, it was a good
joke. All right,
Miss
B, yeah. Take it easy.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep. I won't do my customary mocking and ridiculing after the call. I'll just move on to the next call.
Keep going.
Because I didn't hear the joke. I just heard her say
seemed like it was
about
creative.
The Nats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Let's go back to Davon in Newark, Delaware. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys? Sorry about that. I wasn't ready for that. But
what's
I appreciate you guys taking my call. Mm. And Elliot, I mean, first of all, let me go to Ike. Ike.
Yes, sir.
You know, for me to agree with Elliot, we going to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know, because right. I was LTBB. You already know,
yeah.
Elliot.
Yeah.
I done called up on the afternoon show
a
couple
times. Oh, I remember.
Don't
worry.
I've heard
your calls, man. Yeah.
But listen, I was at practice yesterday, man, and I didn't see anything exciting. I mean, as far as from explosive plays from Jalen. Now, I'm not saying he did terrible. I'm not saying that he, you know, was subpar, but it's just like you said, the thing that make you say, I did not see that last year, I couldn't grasp it, man. I couldn't see it. So, listen, before I went to practice, I thought Elliot was, you know, being a little harsh on him. But I realized what Elliot's take is. See, Elliot, he has to stay gung-ho to the fact that he wanted Hurts over Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he knew Carson was the better quarterback, he knew the intangibles, that whole stuff, that didn't equate to the pure talent that mm-hmm. Carson had. And if everything didn't fold, he knows that Carson was that franchise quarterback. So he's holding Jalen Hurts to that same standard because, listen, we had a franchise quarterback here. So if I'm going to give that position to the next guy, he's got to show me something. And that's what I've come to the realization with Elliot is that, yeah, he may be on to something about what we need to expect from Jalen Hurts. We're asking for greatness because you had a franchise quarterback.
Well,
now
it's
we
interesting you say the word greatness because it reminds me when we were talking earlier, like, yeah, I think Jalen should be held to the standard of a franchise quarterback. Why shouldn't he be? I think any quarterback that's starting in the NFL should be viewed through the lens of, can this guy be the franchise guy?
But we all know, Elliot, first-round quarterback, second-round quarterback, there's a difference. And we can all – it's a difference.
So there is a difference, but I kind of feel like we're past that at this point. Like, Jalen is at a point where he is now a starting quarterback in the NFL. He has a full year under his belt. Like, I agree with you that clearly guys that are drafted higher for a reason. But ultimately, Jalen is in a point now where he's playing for that franchise quarterback money.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
He's not
going
to take a discount or get more because he was in the second round based off of his year. So you are right that I guess in some ways maybe expectations should be different. But I don't think the Eagles are sitting there and going, well, he doesn't have to be a franchise guy because he was a second round pick. They want to see him take the job this year and earn that $40 million a year.
And that's why I can appreciate your takes. You know, we as fans, like Ike says it all the time, we are fans or just fans of the game. Mm-hmm. We're going to like the team. You know, whoever gets in there to get the opportunity, we're going to give the guy the shot.
Yeah.
But you give us that outlook as if the front office, you know, this is how front offices look. It's a business. If this guy can't cut the mustard, I got to move on, no matter how happy he may make the players feel.
No, I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call, Dave.
Appreciate y'all.
Wow. Talk about things I wasn't expecting or what I didn't have on my bingo card on Monday.
Well, let me tell you, I'm happy that he was open practice yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That might have been the best thing to happen for you is the Eagles opening
practice. Yeah, if that
practice
was closed yesterday, let me tell you, I think this would have been a little bit of a different show.
It would have been.
Yeah.
No, in all honesty, it would have been a different show. You would have been labeled a hater or you're on Mr. Negative, Philly media. And it's like people forget that you are a pro-Hurts guy. It's not like you are an anti-Hurts guy. So you're reporting what you're seeing. And to your point about the practice being open – you didn't necessarily have to do the reporting for the 30,000 that was there. They could see it themselves.
Well, what's interesting is we talk so much about the fact that practice isn't at Lehigh anymore. And whenever that discussion happens or I listen to it, the thing I always think to first is the people don't get the experience of going there. You don't get to meet the players. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like, it was way easier to get autographs for fans then, right? Like, you could basically just talk to guys. I think the thing I overlook sometimes and is really kind of setting in today, one thing we've lost in that is the ability for fans to also give analysis from the team. You know, like, because if you hear today, we had 30,000 fans there last night that now can call in and say, well, this is what I saw from Jalen, right, or I saw this from Jordan Davis. That's really been gone with no one being at Lehigh every single day.
No, I agree. And it's like the trade-off because – to your point earlier about the health, that's one of the reasons they decided to move training camp down here, because it was the facility and the ability to treat players and treat injuries quicker and get them top of the line medical expertise. That they it's a benefit to be down here versus being up there at Lehigh. As great as it was and as accommodating as Lehigh University tried to be for us up there, they just couldn't. It's, you know,
can you imagine Jordan Davis sleeping in a dorm bed?
No.
That's the little things like that you don't think of. Yeah.
Wanting hauling equipment up there, like that whole thing. So I know for the team it's much better to be down here where they are. Let me ask you real quick about the defensive side of the ball last night. Mm-hmm. Did anything like stick out there to you besides Jordan Davis? We know how big he is, and he's pushing around our little bitty offensive lineman, our center.
Yeah.
But what about the linebackers? What about the secondary, Slade, Bradbury? What, do you see anything there?
So I'll start with the linebackers. TJ Edwards made a really nice play on a ball last night. You can debate whether Hurts should have thrown it, but it was probably a 5 or 6 yard attempt over the middle of the field to Goddard. TJ jumped the route, right? So the coverage wasn't great. He jumped it. Maybe he backed off to try to read his eyes, but should have caught it. TJ's had a really good camp. I think he's been the best linebacker in camp. And fans that have wanted them to get a linebacker, I know N'Kobe's the one that has people excited. TJ Edwards has looked really good in camp, and I thought he looked good again last night. At the cornerback position, we talked about the touchdown to A.J. Brown. I thought Bradbury had really good coverage on
that. He did, yeah.
And I think he's had a very good camp. One thing that if you want to kind of maybe hope the offense can be better is they're going up against two really good cornerbacks, and if you include Avante in that.
Three.
Then there's three. And I think that's part of the reason Devontae maybe hasn't had big numbers is because he is going up against Bradbury. And Bradbury's tradition – last year you look at the two games, he covered him pretty well. So the cornerbacks have been really good. The defensive line – the depth really stands out. Like Teron Jackson, he was a rookie last year. He's had a sack, I think, the last two practices. He had one last night. Brandon Graham looks really good. So there's really not many players on the defense you can point to and say they've had bad camps. I mean, the defense wins most days. Like, you know, there's not cornerbacks out there getting burned. The offensive line, maybe because they've been banged up, but I think they've lost in camp so far to the defensive line. And the offense doesn't throw it down the field, so the safeties really aren't doing much at all in practice.
One player that everybody was excited that we drafted that we don't get to hear a lot about, didn't hear much about him last night, and that's N'Kobe.
Yeah.
We're excited. I can't wait to watch him out there in the preseason. Should we be looking at this as he's more of a gamer, a game type of guy, where he can get out there and tackle and just let his instincts take over? Because he's a tackling machine. He runs to the football. He wants to hit people. He can't do that out there. What are you seeing from N'Kobe Dean in practice?
Well, the tough thing about N'Kobe is he's just not really standing out. Like, he's running with backups. I can't think of a play I've seen in camp where it's been like, oh, wow, that's N'Kobe. Now, to your point, I do think N'Kobe is one of the players that is going to benefit from preseason games. I think for a couple reasons. A, I think instincts just in preseason games, like, I think he'll be able to display those more. Mm-hmm. B, he is a good tackler, right? So I think that'll display itself in the games. But also, I think where N'Kobe's at his best too, and where he'll be at his best this year, is blitz packages. I don't think he's going to be on the field in a lot of base defense. I'd be surprised if in obvious cover situations he's dropping back. I think they're going to say to N'Kobe, we'll put you on the field, go get the quarterback, because that's what he did a lot of at Georgia. Yeah. And you're just not seeing that in training camp.
Yeah, can't wait to see it, man. All right, now Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team with no Philly sales tax and plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online at marks-jewelers.com. Jackie Fritz, what you got for me?
Well, it's a question we've been asking all day. And, you know, Elliot and I were down there yesterday. We want to know, do you want the Eagles to run a similar offense to how they ended last year, or do you need to see them throw the ball more? Still holding 67% saying throw the ball more. And Elliot and I both agree that if they do that, they're probably not going to win as many games.
Hmm. Yeah, but I still want them to throw it.
Yes. All right, let's get Robert in here before we go to break here. Robert and Glenn Oden. Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, brother.
Yeah, what's up, Blake? What's up, Elliot?
What's up, Robert? Is this positive, Rob?
Yeah, it's positive, Rob. Man.
Yes.
You know for sure, man.
Listen, they used to put positive Rob up there.
Yeah, tell him, man. Put positive Rob
up there.
I don't care.
Jack, I know you don't care, Jack. Listen, let me tell you something. Like, let me get some of that Ike juice. Like,
hook him up.
Week, right?
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
Let me tell you something. Like, first of all, like, when are they going to start doing qualifications like, for the fantasy football league?
Well, we were supposed to start today, but
with DeMarsh being out?
Yes. We just decided we'll wait till tomorrow.
All right. Cool. Listen, first of all, Fritz, you got to be kidding me, dude. What are you, like a 6 or 77 for the Lions? I'm like a -5 worried about the Lions. Are you kidding me? They're gonna lump them up, I'm telling you.
Yeah, look, I kind of agree with you on that, man.
I just don't see it. This is the Lions. I mean, it's not the 85 Bears. It's the Lions. It's Jared Goff is a quarterback.
I think they could get worked up for the game, but ultimately they just don't have a ton of talent. Like, now they're adding talent because they've had a lot of high picks, but at the end of the day, the Eagles have a better roster and a better coaching staff, and they have a better quarterback. So that really matters going into the game.
Yeah, that guy seems like a good motivator. Like, when I was, he
wasn't a great motivator last year when they lost 44-6.
Yeah, he can climb. Yeah. Maybe they'll win 2 games this year, Elliot. Listen, and with the Phillies, real quick, they're doing what I want them to do. Like, they're jumping on these bad teams early, and they're taking them out of the game early, and they're beating them. They're either sweeping them or winning 3 out of 4, 2 out of 3. You know what I mean? And this is what cost them the last couple of years, struggling just alone against the Marlins. I said, if you isolate those games, that cost the Phillies the playoffs the last couple of years, just the Marlins. So they're doing exactly what they want them to do. You know what, Ike? I'm getting greedy. Let's go sweep them. I want another 3-0.
Yes!
Well, they swept them last time they played the Marlins.
This is the way. Is it down there or here?
Here.
It is here. All right, why not?
Yes, at least they don't got to go down to Miami.
Yeah, they got El Contra tomorrow night, or Wednesday night.
He knew who I was thinking about. Yeah. Yes, it's the only option.
It's funny. They've beaten the last 2 times they've faced him, and he's pitched well against
them. Who's he going up? Like, who will he be up against? Will it be Syndergaard?
It might be Cindy.
Oh, yeah. God. You figure he pitched game
Cindy's
1 of
up
the
next.
Nationals.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, see. No.
It's Wheeler tomorrow, and then Syndergaard, El Contra on Wednesday.
There you go.
Yeah, so take the Marlins win.
Get that money
sure.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. All right, man. It's that time of the day on this show where we come back on the other side, and guess what we'll have?
Best segment in radio.
Oh, man, the best segment in radio. We'll get to Jack's top 5 at 5. What does he have in store for us today?
I don't know.
I don't even know where he's going with it.
It could be mean. It could be funny.
Yes.
You don't even know where he's going to go.
I have no idea what has tickled his fancy that he wants to address in his top 5 at 5, which that's what makes it a good top 5 at 5.
Well, I can't wait.
Because you never know. All right, we'll get to that on the other side, as well as more Eagles calls, Phillies calls, whatever you got for us in the 5 o'clock hour. Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese, right here on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.